September 22, 1908. The Graces of the Spirit. Ellen G. White. We are plainly told what are the fruits of the Spirit. They are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Since the word of inspiration has told us what they are, and has made plain to us how we can cherish and cultivate them, who in the day of God can be found excused for cherishing evils that will shut him out of the everlasting kingdom? Are you in a position where you do not possess these graces of the Spirit? Just as soon as anyone crosses or offends you, does there arise in your heart a feeling of bitterness, a spirit of rebellion? If this is the spirit that you have, remember that it is not the Spirit of Christ. It is another spirit that is ruling the life and molding the character. We need to have a spirit of gentleness. We cannot live right in the family without it. In order to have the proper control of our children, we must manifest a spirit of meekness, gentleness, and long-suffering. If we would teach them to be gentle and patient, we must manifest these qualities ourselves. If we would win their affections, we must manifest a loving, gentle spirit to them. We cannot win them by fretfulness, fault-finding, and scolding. But there should be no weakness or unwise indulgence on the part of parents. The mother should have firmness and decision, and never allow herself to be swerved from the right. Her commands should be carried out at all times, but she can do this with gentleness and meekness, and without awakening a spirit of opposition. A family trained after this plan will be a power in favor of Christianity, for the children will grow up God-fearing men and women. But in a family where the opposite course is taken, even though the parents may profess to be followers of Jesus, you will almost surely find the children going in the ways of the world. And what influence does this have upon the outside world? Does it testify in favor of Christianity? No, indeed. We need to have godliness and faith. Anyone can be just what he chooses to be. Character is not obtained by receiving an education. Character is not obtained by amassing wealth or gaining worldly honor. Character is not obtained by proxy. We must work for it ourselves with a purpose, will, and determination. To form a character that God will approve requires persevering effort. But we are to believe in God and trust in His willingness and power to help and save. Christ says, "I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir." How? By the cultivation of the graces of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith. We should all have an interest in this matter of faith. Christ said, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Here is the promise. Where is the faith to grasp it and never give up until the victory is gained? There is not a soul that is not indebted to God. Christ died for all. He died for you, reader, that you might have the graces of the Spirit, that you might become conquerors, that you might have eternal life. We want piety. If piety was practiced every day, you would find that it would be a living testimony to the youth and to all around you. Have you the light? Is your fire kindled from off the altar? Then let your light shine forth in good works to those around you. Let the divine rays of truth shine upon those who are in error and in moral darkness. There are some who realize their need of light and help and strength, and you are to let your light shine to them. A genuine receiver of truth is a doer of the word, and not a hearer only. As the truth is brought into the life, the whole character is changed. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The character of the truly converted soul will be marked with simplicity. He will be spiritually minded. Self-exaltation will cease, for his affections have centered in a new channel. He now loves Jesus with his whole heart, and his brethren as the purchase of the blood of Christ. Here is fruit that will certainly appear in the renewed heart. We have a most solemn faith. Believing as we do that Christ is soon to come, what manner of persons ought we to be in all holy conversation and godliness? What holy energy and diligence should be manifested in our lives? We our need the graces of the Spirit of God. May God help us to seek for this experience, and not to rest until we have received it. Come where the living waters flow, and drink of salvation. Then, if Christ is in you a well of water springing up into everlasting life, you may water all that are around you, and bring others into the kingdom of God. May you, dear reader, receive that divine inheritance. Christ has bought you, and you cannot afford to be lost. May you, in divine strength, make your calling and election sure.